We held a hearing last week on detainee policy. Senator Feinstein chaired another related hearing earlier this week on interrogation methods. I appreciate that. And I thank those members who participated in these hearings. They are extremely important. I was disappointed last week to see the failure of the administration to provide access to proceedings for the victims of 9/11. In line with the victims' rights legislation, I joined with Senator Feinstein and Senator Kyle to pass some years ago. I've written to Attorney General Mukasey and Secretary Gates on this matter. I'm going to work, as I did on behalf of the Oklahoma City bombing victims, to see that the 9/11 victims and their families are respected and have the greatest possible access to these proceedings. As you know, this committee is the forefront. I thank Senator Kyle and I thank Senator Feinstein on this, that we made it possible in a dignified way for the families who wanted to from the Oklahoma City bombing to be able to watch the proceedings. We held another important hearing yesterday on how Americans' interests are being shortchanged by activist court decisions made by a conservative Supreme Court. I was critical of activist justices who have hijacked statutes intended by Congress to protect Americans and misconstrued those laws, then made matters worse by then finding that the cramped version of the federal law preempted the states and denied access to our state court juries, which have been the backbone of civil justice since being written into the 7th Amendment to the Constitution. Basically, they said, if you're a corporation, you're protected because we're not going to let anybody sue you in either state or federal courts. And I know that Senator Whitehouse wants to get a chance to say something further about this. And this morning, I want to commend the Second Circuit and the unanimous panel of judges from that court for their decision reversing the Bush-Cheney administration's position in three cases of women from Guinea who were callously denied asylum, even though they've been subjected to female genital mutilation. In April, I joined with a bipartisan group of senators, led by Senator Cardin, in writing to Attorney General Mukasey, urging him to review the matter. And I'm glad the Second Circuit got it right, right on the law, right on the facts, and right on what U.S. policy is and should be. And yesterday afternoon, Senator Schumer chaired a hearing on additional judicial nominees to vacancies in New York. It was our eighth nominations hearing this year, and the hearing was the culmination of extensive consultation between the senators from New York and the White House. I was sorry when I saw the Republicans had objected to Senator Feinstein completing her hearing on coercive interrogation techniques and the recent Inspector General report on the role of the FBI. It was a good hearing. It was an important hearing. It was conducted fairly. Led to important testimony, helpful analyses. And it would have been cut short had not the majority leader taken action and extended the recess of the Senate briefly so that we could complete it. And yesterday, the now all too familiar pattern was repeated. The Judiciary Committee was holding a hearing on the impact of real Americans, real people, all Americans, of Supreme Court decisions that strip protections for American consumers and workers. The hearing began with the ranking Republican member noting absolutely correctly how important it was that we discuss these issues. Senator Spector was right. In recent decisions, the Supreme Court has misconstrued our laws. It's ignored the intent of Congress. It's ultimately prevented state court juries from providing redress for misconduct that's harmed ordinary Americans. But then an anonymous Republican, without warning, objected to this hearing being completed. The hearing was pointing out how the courts were favoring corporate misconduct over the rights of Americans. And they prematurely shut it down in the middle of Senator Whitehouse's questions. Senator Whitehouse properly observed it was a shame given that the women who traveled to Washington to testify had already been victimized by insurers, medical device manufacturers, and the courts, and within cut short by anonymous Senate Republicans' objection. Republicans in the Senate earlier this year blocked Senate action on a bill to remedy one of these egregious Supreme Court decisions, that involving Lilly Ledbetter, and now they're not even going to listen to ordinary Americans who've been hurt. Now, this week's agenda includes bills to rectify another excess of the law by which anyone associated with what the administration determines to be a terrorist group, or anyone who is given what is deemed to be material support to a group, is barred from entering the country. I've worked long and hard to fix the material support prohibition, make it more targeting, focus on those people we actually should deny access to. The bills today have to do with the African National Congress, but they could easily be others who resisted resisted Saddam Hussein or the Taliban or even Castro, or individuals forced at the point of a gun and under extreme duress to be child soldiers, or others caught up in the material support bar. It gives you an idea how ridiculous it is, the interpretation the administration has made of this law. It could bar Nelson Mandela, Nobel Prize recipient Nelson Mandela, from entering the United States, or other members of the ANC. The bills do not do all that we should, but Senator Kerry's bill and that sent to us from the House take a step in the right direction by exempting the African National Congress, the party that helped end apartheid and now leads our democratic ally, South Africa, from the sanctions of the law. Secretary Rice has called this law an embarrassment. Today we can take a step toward fixing it. We also have the bill I introduced with Senator Grassley to extend the statutes of limitation on crimes that have been committed in the war zones of Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, that's very consistent with the actions we took in the Congress during World War II and other wars to ensure that those who commit offenses not escape accountability because their actions couldn't be investigated and prosecuted during armed combat. I've also listed the judicial nominations for Michigan, which I chaired a hearing on May 7th. We've received the updated ABA ratings, having received Mr. Murphy's last week, to no one's surprise. Judge Helene White is rated well qualified. I'd hope to expedite this last month. Wasn't as successful as I hope. I hope we make progress today. I understand the Supreme Court has handed down a decision recognizing habeas rights of those held at Guantanamo. We'll take a look at that decision. I've joined with Senator Specter to try to clarify this fundamental and important matter, but this news account at least is encouraging. I want to read the decision. And the last thing that we should ever do is just do away with our basic habeas rights. There's nothing more basic as a right in this country than that, Senator Specter.